millions more Americans now have health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Much of the focus has been on coverage gaps, increased premiums, and the clumsy rollout of the new law. But 6.1 million Americans, many of whom would not otherwise have health insurance, are now enrolled. NPR's Nathan Rott has been talking with some of them.
The waiting room at St. John's Well Child and Family Center in South Los Angeles is packed. So packed that Tanya English is having a hard time finding her daughter.
Mama. Oh, right here.
Tanya's daughter Charlize is 9 months pregnant. She's here for an ultrasound and a checkup, and she's all smiles as she walks back to an examination room because this visit is covered. For a number of years, Charlize didn't have health insurance.
And now that I got it, it's good that I could just walk into a doctor's office without a problem.
Her timing was right. Under the Affordable Care Act and the expansion of Medicaid, she was able to get insurance just weeks before her due date. Nearly 2.2 million people have now enrolled in regular health insurance plans through Obamacare nationwide. Another 3.9 million, like Charlize, have been deemed eligible through Medicaid expansions. And there's a lot of them at this health center.
This is Juan. In 2001, he was working in a moving company.
Alexis Gomez is a physician at the clinic. His patient, Juan Savadia, has a long history of heart problems and a pacemaker. This is his first checkup in a while.
How long has it been since the pacemaker was checked?
When was the last time that they Last year, like a year ago.
Is that a pretty long time?
It's a pretty long time, yeah.
Gomez says he's seen a lot of cases like this in the last 2 weeks. Newly insured people coming in for checkups that are long overdue, with prescriptions that haven't been filled, or with diseases that have gone unmonitored. And then there's the newly insured that have just never been checked at all.
At least 4 or 5 a day, came here totally asymptomatic, first time, never seen a doctor, now they come here, and guess what? Diabetes, hypertension show up.
We did a lot of work to prepare for the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, and it's way exceeded what I expected.
This is Jim Mangia, the St. John's Well Child and Family Center CEO.
At one of our sites on Saturday, we had 36 people walk in that didn't have appointments, all of whom were newly insured that wanted to see a doctor for the first time.
Mangia says part of that is due to their location. His center estimates that 1 in 3 people in South L.A. are, or were, uninsured. Groups like SEIU, United Healthcare Workers West, have worked to sign those people up. Dave Regan is the group's president.
For every example of a problem, a glitch, there are now over 1 million people in California whose lives are fundamentally changed.
And it isn't just low-income people that are experiencing that change. And it's certainly not limited to California.
My name is Amanda Shelley. I live just outside of Phoenix in Gilbert, Arizona, and I'm a physician assistant.
Shelley didn't have health insurance either.
I was not one of the poor people that people think are signing up for Obamacare. I'm one of the well-off people.
But she wasn't able to get insurance because of pre-existing conditions. That changed January 1st. Then?
On January 3rd, I started having some pain in my abdomen.
A piercing, stabbing pain.
And I tried to ignore it because I'm used to ignoring things because I didn't have insurance.
But by the next day, it was so bad that she had to go in. She called first to make sure that she really was covered.
And 2 days later, I had my gallbladder out urgently.
She says without insurance,
this would have been bankruptcy for me, definitely.
So even though Amanda Shelley knows the new law isn't perfect, for her, it's already proved its worth. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
And All Things Considered continues right after this.